KFCF 88.1 in Fresno. Help us refresh KPFA. Please make a tax-deductible donation at 800-439-5732 or support us at kpfa.org. Now back to more KPFA programming.
The Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey, 18 years on KPFA 94.1, and I am here from being your agent on the East Coast outside Washington, D.C., sometimes known as Mordor, but we're there tossing the ring of power into the crack of doom, thanks to the KPFA realm as well. So I kiss the mothership KPFA when I come here, because I do love this station truly, truly with all my heart and soul. I love Pacifica, which is the animating spirit. We are all befoibled as humans, but it is now especially embarking on magnetizing metaphor into matter tour when we are confounded by, you know, befoibled humans, all of us, you know, wrangling. We invite in whatever's needed. We are Venus inviters in. We go, ah. So, yes, gatherings are always good, especially now. A particular thank you to last week's pledgers. Oh, wonderful, wonderful humans who pledged last week to the Visionary Activist Show to attend my birthday celebration, October 14th, at the Pinecone Diner in Point Reyes. Shout out to Joni Quitt and the Pinecone Diner. Good food, prickly service. They're proud of it. And, you know, wonderful guests. And Molly Katzen was there, again, friend of show and friend of all of us. Many great things. So thank you, team. But it is good to gather now, however we want to step into the center of the storm with Oya, again, who has presided over the opening of this show for 18 years, Oya Day. Oya, let's say all mythic figures are metaphoric animations of intrinsic intelligence in nature, as one way to think of it, and invite it. So Oya is that part of all of us who is the powerful trickster in woman form, like doof, who hurls her horsetail whip from the center of the storm and directs it. Wow, that's what we want to be with her. And also it is heartening to remember that in almost all world mythology, it is the trickster, it is nature's ingenious resilience against all odds, playful, spicy, creative intelligence that presides over the marketplace. And we go, right, because the marketplace is not meant to be some Walmart, or as a 12-year-old friend of mine says, Voldemort. It is meant to be the Zocalo, the confluence of different races and people and spices, and the storyteller lives in the marketplace, and it's also where ingenious solutions come out of the marketplace. One of the truly great, you know, enticements to pledging that we're offering is Buddy John Schaefer at Real Goods, bless his heart, you know, has a wonderful The Solar Living Handbook coming out at the end of this month, but he's kindly encouraging, because KPFA is good for him and Real Goods is good. We are in a marketplace of reciprocal blessing. He asked me to write a blurb, bless his heart, and I did. Here's my blurb for his book, The Solar Living Handbook, that we are offering for a pledge of $150. There we go. But it is everything you need to know. And so the blurb I wrote on the Solar Living Handbook, John Schaefer's book that we're offering, again, you know, ahead of publication, but you will get it pretty soon. We're really dedicated. Hail to the sun god. He is a fun god. Ra, ra, ra. For all those dedicated to sane, reverent common sense, and to those not yet, here is a comprehensive, rousing guide to a renaissance of reverent ingenuity. Critique holds up a necessary mirror to our world. Look, with a wave of the hand, again, this is material I often use, but I'm loaning it to John Schaefer, with a wave of the hand, the trickster part of all of us, you know, turns the mirror into a window. Look how beautiful it could be. And then with another wave of the hand, the window becomes a door. Let's go, and here's how. John Schaefer's Solar Living Sourcebook does all three, and so does KPFA, and so does this show, the Visionary Activist Show. Let's spiral this forth to libraries, schools, neighborhoods, elected officials at this time of dire beauty. There we go. That's my blurb. I also want to honor another friend of show, really great learned druid. I mean, truly great intellectual learned druid, John Michael Greer. Remember, his medicine through the years on this show is, if you want people to get nothing done but conflict, convince them they're on one side of something. You will only get conflict. What two needs is three, which is the unifying story. Here we go. Storyteller lives in the marketplace. Storyteller lives in all of our hearts. We are inviting it forth because it is time to assume cultural narrative lead for all of us. We have offering many great things that are pertinent. Again, whatever we do, it is such a powerful time. I want to weave the narrative of where we are. What is the guiding metastory as we're diving for this incredibly interesting, mythologically pertinent, powerful solar eclipse, which will be on October 23rd. But we're going that way. But anyway, so John Michael Greer said, what two creates conflict, two needs three, the unifying story. Very important working principle, you know. So what he writes about the Solar Living Handbook that we are offering, since it first appeared in 1978, the Real Good Solar Living Sourcebook has been one of the essential go-to volumes for anyone interested in solar energy and green alternatives of all kinds. This latest edition, coming out now, offered to KPFA Visionary Activist listeners before anybody, this latest edition is even better than its predecessor, which is no small feat. And John Michael Greer is a really feisty, truth-saying person. And again, language, rather than speak truth to power, it's still a little bit of a supplicant thing. Speak truth, be power. Why wait? Why fool around? And what he says is, it's no small feat, and it belongs on the bookshelf of anyone who recognizes that today's fossil-fueled lifestyles are past their pull date and is ready to embrace the challenges of the future. John Michael Greer. That's great. So that's my blurb and his blurb for our great ally, John Schaefer, and all of his really dedicated work. And I have not read all of the Solar Living Sourcebook because it's everything. It's a resource. We're offering that, the Real Good Solar Living Sourcebook by John Schaefer, for a pledge of $150. And, you know, as you know, 510-848-5732, or 1-800-439-5732, or online. Many people, it's easy, www.kpfa.org. So if John Schaefer's book tickles your fancy. But then the main part of what we're offering and proclaiming, and whether you attend these events or just cultivate them in your heart, it is powerful. We want to be the routee. Remember, some weeks past, a really pretty great conversation that we had on this show, the Visionary Activist Show, with Elizabeth Gilbert, and we really got on well. And she had brought alive in her novel, The Signature of All Things, this South Pacific tradition of the routee. The routee. The routee is the ancestral, eloquent, exhortational encourager who, it's a battle metaphor, and we want to change that, but when any of us is like just flat on the floor, like the routee, a human, but we're also saying it's a radio show and it's also a part of ourselves that we can be this for each other. We all need each other. The routee comes up in human form and goes, "Who, you know, you are not the great grandchild of this powerful person who overcame these obstacles and loved plants and was always kind to dogs and had woofy intelligence and sane reverence to lie there." No, this medicine encourages. I so much prefer the word encourage to empower. Empower is a legal term that means you empower a committee to do this and that. But encourage, to feed the heart, encourages you. So let us be routees to each other in this wildly fluctuating field, because it's a very initiatory time now. Anytime we go, well, then we're all clear on what we're doing, aren't we? Whoa! And then we keep our knees bent, and as, again, another friend of show, Catherine Neville, says, rules are like poles in a slalom race. You want to cut it as close as you can. and our coyote self, because part of the themes that are before us that that I and wonderful allies Climbing Poetry, who will be joining us later in the hour, are animating, this Mars-Venus. The world is being destroyed by uninitiated Mars, just rampant, hyper-yang death frenzy, with no Venus, no sense of intimacy, no heart, no rapport. We go, and so the Mars-Venus, Mars in all of us, regardless of our temporary age, race, and gender assignment, Mars and Venus are within all of us, to bring them into harmonious, appropriate, collaborative accord within ourselves is to be agents of it coming into harmonious accord outside ourselves. And when we don't know what to do, we invite in the metaphor. Because times are so of such complexity that dogma and certainty are booby prizes that make us stiff in the wildly serpentine, fluid nature of now. So whatever, wherever we have certainty is where everybody's gonna run into the thing going, well, right, and then we wonder, we invite in. When thinking of the complexity of the Middle East, you know, say we are, you know, women fighters, Kurdish fighters in Qahtani, or women who have to fight now to protect their lives and that which they love, you know, and their fears. And part of the women Kurdish, the Kurdish women in Qahtani who are defending and protecting life is, part of their advantage is that what's known as ISIL and ISIS, but really it's not. That's an American construct. It's Daesh. Daesh is really freaked out by women because they superstitiously, or whatever, believe that if they are killed by a woman, they won't go to heaven. So they're But let's say we are there, and with all of their understanding of complexity, and it turns out those women have been inspired by Murray Bookchin. And I go, Murray Bookchin, God, one of my godfather's internal spirit mentors, a true anarchist philosopher in the best sense. Many Berkeley people will know his work. Undoubtedly, I think he was also even on KPFA, great ally. He has inspired the Kurdish movement, you know, to be an anarchist democratic. Now, anarchist fallen into confusion. It is not a trust fund guy in a black hoodie, ranting. Remember, to conflict, you know, or baiting people. Remember the Hong Kong wonderful, young, rousing pro-democracy forces there. What's said in even the straight corporate news is they would not allow themselves to be baited into conflict. I go, yes, may that be Pacifica, right? That we are in the center of the storm, directing it. Again, Aikido, you know, do not stare at your enemy's eyes. He will, you know, mesmerize you. Do not stare at his weapon. He will terrify you. Create your own magic field, and then you can stand anywhere you like. And let's do that now, team, together. This show, Visionary Activist Show, for 18 years is dedicated to that. Let's create our own field, right, so that we are responsive and not reactive. Reaction is heat. It is Mars without Venus. Response is Venus guiding Mars. The more we cultivate an ever-enlarging repertoire of responses, the more we are allied with nature's evolutionary ingenuity in the marketplace and in ourselves and in nature and all of that. And it's a winning combination in the infinite game. Remember, James Carr says, a finite game is about winning, again, like two, like an infinite game is about keeping everything in play. So one of the experiment to keep stations and our lives and our shows lively, I'm in D.C., crossing borders, not being in a ghetto, talking to conservatives. I in the early days of KPFA, they used to have, you know, really intelligent conservatives on the air, and we're going to do that again, because we want a magnetizing, irresistible story that includes everyone. Again, so we're not just reacting like, oh my God, that's horrible. Oh my God, that's horrible. We're going, that is horrible. That is horrible. And here's where we're going. Again, time to assume cultural narrative lead. And it's the Mars-Venus dynamic. It's, you know, Mars-Woofy, because we want to protect. We need, it's important, in service to Venus, intimacy, beauty, art. But beauty, art, and reverence are not like, they're like strong. And what cultural climate march on behalf of all the flora and fauna on this planet for whom we are voting, and we're always voting for reality with every thought and every dollar we spend. I'll come back to our dedicated magnetizing and soon spiraling back there. But the climate march in New York City, 400,000 people, it was strong reverence. I mean, it was holding accountable, but it wasn't, it was You know, and it, regardless of the coverage or not, although, again, Pacifica is important increasingly for covering it, I couldn't believe it. That the front page of the Washington Post the next day was, you know, like football and not even football scandal. Although we do a shout out to the Giants today, just for the fun of it, to Panda, who does his veves, his magical designs in the dirt, in the dirt before he steps to bat, and we go, magic, that's good. We have a kindness metaphorically in our heart for St. Louis, the land of Mike Brown. We remember the incredibly beautiful moment where the St. Louis Orchestra was about to play Brahms Requiem, and people in the audience stood up and sang. We played it last week. So beautiful. Google it on YouTube, Mike Brown Requiem. And they sang, you know, which side are you on? Justice for Mike Brown. And it was so Venus. It was so Venus that people were startled. And then there was just one woman in the video who's like, what? Everybody else is magnetized, going yes, and then they start to slowly applaud, and then the applause builds, and then the orchestra starts to applaud, and it makes you weep. And we go, that's Venus guiding Mars. That's powerful, effective. So we do have some sympathy for St. Louis, metaphorically, but nonetheless, Panda with his veves coming to bat this afternoon, starting at 5, is the Giants game, and everything, why not? Animals, good. So, yes, so my guests will be joining us later in the hour, wonderful, beautiful embodiments of Venus Mars. Naima Penniman and Alixa Garcia are climbing poetry, and they heard me at a festival, and then I heard them, and then they came backstage at Bioneers last year, and we're like, that's awesome, what a good, we love language, and we love the power of the thing, and we're multi-generational and multiracial, let's, you know, cahoot, and was like, yes. So they are my collaborative tour mates. We begin, you know, Bioneers conference, oh my goodness, it's tomorrow, life is so full. So that's Caroline Casey with Climbing Poetry tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Bioneers Conference. It's in the Exhibition Hall at the Meriden Civic Center compound. People can go to that by them, you know, just solo for a very tiny admission fee. However, we have one Bioneers 3-day pass. I know it's, you know, skidding in here, October 17th through the 19th, which would include Caroline Casey with Climbing Poetry's performance tomorrow night, Democratic Animism Now, Assuming Cultural Narrative Lead, in cahoots with the flora and fauna, let us cultivate, animate, magnetize, and spiral forth into the memosphere, the irresistibly invitational guiding narrative. Yes, that is our dedication. So that's there, you can attend, but if you pledge $4.95, which is the retail value, it is secretly, I'm saying this, don't tell anybody, it is what you would pay to go to the Bioneers 3-day, and yes, it's pricey, but this way you pay what you would have paid at the door, and you are supporting this great place of gathering. So the Bioneers 3-day pass, we have one left, October 17th through 19th in San Rafael, California, for a pledge of $4.95. Only two pairs available. Well, give it a try. They'll let you know. It's one or two by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or online kpfa.org. Hello, Alaska and Japan and Australia and Boston and England and sometimes South Africa listeners. It is time for we all need to routy encourage each other. You can do it. Yes, you can. You know, or like Akilanda, the goddess of the power that comes from being broken, who rides on the crocodile of her own fear. You know, let's do that. We get on the crocodile and go, woohoo! We're all riding in the center of the storm, the crocodile of our own fear. So that's the Bioneers, which is really incredibly cool. I've already gone through the catalog going, oh, can't miss that, can't miss, you know, Paul Stamets' plenary presentation on Friday at, you know, a little after 9, How Mushrooms Can Help Us Survive Extinction 6X, go right, and then there's Eve Ensler and all kinds of people and indigenous people, and then Stamets in the afternoon, Solutions from the Underground, and that's just, you know, my favorite person, but John Warner, Green Chemistry. It's an irresistible gathering. It's one way to do it. So if you can afford it, and a two for $4.95 for a 3-day pass to Bioneers would be wonderful. Then with climbing poetry is, you know, kind of cahooting with me tomorrow night, and then we're starting our experiment. Climbing poetry, Naima Penniman and Alixa Garcia We are going on from Bioneers to Tuesday night in Oakland. That's October 21st at 7 p.m. at Hub Impact Oakland, Metaphor into Matter Tour. So it is our even more unfurling as we dive more deeply to the solar eclipse of calling in. And they, again, are Mars serving Venus, such strong, poetic voices. Again, and we're going to interweave. And part of what I left hanging about the women in Katani, fighting to protect themselves and that they love, and inspired by Murik Bookchin, and actual anarchism, and The Guardian in England saying the Kurdish uprising of democracy may well set the template for global community restructuring. And we go, who knew? Well, if you listen to this station and this show, now you do. And useful to Google, we want to do more shows on that. But if we are that woman and we want to empathically expand, late breaking news from our ally, Akanda, who runs, Impact Hub Oakland. She goes, Charles Eisenstein, yes, in part of the embarrassment of riches, there we go, is confirmed he will be starting at 6:30 p.m. at Impact Hub Oakland. It's called Beyond the Green Economy. So he's going to be in one room, and we will be rowdy and noisy and celebratory in the other room. Mars and Venus dancing, really good. But that will be at 6:30 at Impact Hub Oakland, because we all want to support each other. Impact Hub Oakland is this great venue that Climbing Poetry and I are about to cahoot with, and that will be, again, October 22nd. So Charles Eisenstein, 6:30, if you want to kind of, that's wonderful. And then the same venue, different room, whoa, 7 p.m., it's Caroline Casey, that would be myself, and Climbing Poetry, Metaphor into Matter Tour, calling it in. Yes, back to the women in Kadani, this is the purpose. So they are saying, American airstrikes, we're hip to American imperialism, but the airstrikes are really helpful. And every time you stop, Daesh gets closer. It's like a horrific nightmare game of Simon Says. Simon Says, move forward, and creeping forward. So we do not, we do not condone bombing, but the Kurdish women anarchists say it's saving our lives incompetently. We would like the Turks to let the Kurdish relief fighters cross the border, but the Turks are in a bind because they also hate the Kurds, complex long-term thing. And the Kurdish women are PPK, again, anarchists, the leader of whom underwent an incredible conversion in prison, life sentence in Turkey, going Marxism, certainty, grumpiness, violence, no. We want, the spirit of democratic anarchism, that's my term, democratic anarchism, but the Turks also in a bind because Daesh is holding hostage the Turkish consulate workers and their families and threatens to kill them. So it's very complex, so we don't approve of violence, but on the other hand, maybe just say, okay, so at that point, part of our dedication, again, to add to our repertoire of responses is to go, so complex. We invite in actual ISIS. We invite in the metaphoric animation of ISIS, the Egyptian goddess of nature, to hover over Katani. And we leave it to the divine trickster guiding intelligence of nature, so much brighter than ourselves, as to how it is animated. Going two drops of American bombing or not, or just the giant vision in which all of the Daesh awake and they see this giant goddess looming over them, and they go, oh my God, we went away, and we're going to again change our minds, we're going to go study bombing. There we go. It's again mad, whimsy, important time to proffer, whimsical, profound, alternatives going, right, go to that, because we're in a time, a radio is so great this way, because it is invisible, it's like spirit talking, we're talking backstage about onstage, it's really, strong and wonderful that way. to be, you know, rapti reciprocal. So to call in metaphors. So part of the deal about, you know, I talk and weave metaphors, climbing poetry then embodies it in this strong, fierce, you know, beautiful, fierce beauty. You know, hip hop, they are international, you know, and domestic and so busy, and they will be joining us for a smidge of the hour, inshallah. But again, they're such a great Mars-Venus dynamic. So that's why we're going to be calling it in, calling in the ancestors. Before I left on this incredibly intriguing tour, Dory Midnight, another friend of show, who makes this wonderful deck of tarot cards, Dirty Tarot. Again, all of life is speaking to us, dirty like funky like dirt. And I pulled the card, and it was Grandma's handbag. And it says, you travel with the spirit. You know, Grandma's handbag is full of blessings and warmth and embrace and hard candy and kindness and the stories of the ancestors and the guiding wisdom of the ancestors. And sure, you're daunted and timid, but you have ancestral grandma backup. And I was like, oh, thank you. This is so wonderful. So let us spread that metaphor to everybody. May you have, you know, your grandma's handbag and rummage around in it. And you go, oh, here's everything I need. You know, grandma's handbag. It's hard candy. And, oh, look, here's a gazillion trickster dollars for KPFA I found at the bottom of grandma's handbag. Right. So we are offering tickets, metaphor into matter, magnetizing metaphor into matter. Again, Oakland, Hub Impact, October 21st, 7 p.m. for a pledge of $50 for a pair. $50 for a pair of tickets. There we go. Exactly. And we are also offering, here we are. That's right. Okay. Then the very next night, again, Climbing Poetry and I are going on to Nevada City, a first for me, a fifth for them, where we are at, someplace important that the our caller people will tell you. And that's October 22nd at 7 p.m. Nevada City. If you have friends there, again, pair of tickets for $50. Again, you are getting a twofer. You're getting in for basically retail, and you're also pledging to this beloved station. This is part of the marketplace generosity of reciprocal blessing. Then, solar eclipse. On the day of the solar eclipse, new moon, October 23rd, I will be having Stephen Buhner on the air, wonderful author of Plant Medicine, Plant Intelligence in the Imaginal Realm, really great. We have that book available if you want to pledge for $130. Grab it now, because I'm probably not going to mention it again, because we have so much other things. But if you want Plant Intelligence in the Imaginal Realm, many, many people have said, spontaneously, I'm reading this fantastic book, and it's changing my life, and it's really great. And these are knowledgeable, deep environmental activists, social people, and they go, wow, it's really great. So we have that book for a pledge of $130, Plant Intelligence in the Imaginal Realm. He will be my guest next week, October 23rd, during the actual moment of the eclipse. We won't see it, but we will feel it. Powerful time of dedication. So that night, I will be at Open Secret solo, because Climbing Poetry will be flying back to Brooklyn, and that is October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in San Rafael at Open Secret, and that's, again, a pair of tickets for $50 pledge, only 10 pairs available on that one. There we go. So you can follow us around. You can start at Bioneers and pledge for that pass. 3-day pass to Bioneers for $495. Only one pair left. You can, and that's, again, Climbing Poetry and I will be on at 9 p.m. that night. You can come just to that talk, you know, pay at the door. I slip that in. But if you pledge for the 3-day pass, it's all included. It's all included, everything. So that's 9 p.m. October 17th at the Marin Civic Center, the Exhibition Hall Realm. Then you can follow us on to Oakland. Yes, you can. Again, Climbing Poetry and I, experimental cahooting to call in Marie Laveau, to call in the powerful ancestors, to call in the metaphors, to lay out the template and then call it in, so that we all leave with our customized, embodied trickster intelligence to guide us through this wild time, so that we always, in Grandma's handbag, can pull out stillness, can pull out ingenuity, can pull out coyote medicine. When coyotes are watching people, you know, mean people laying traps, mean traps for them, the coyotes watch and they follow along behind. Dum, 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 dum. And I did see two coyotes, or one coyote twice, yesterday in Point Reyes. Oh, so happy. And I sent a little coyote gram to my special coyote, Stella Coyote, back east, who was keeping Washington tricky. So we go, oh, that's really great. So coyotes will watch, you know, then the humans will pass on, and the coyotes have learned how to set the traps with sticks, and then they pee all over them in a circle. We go, Yes, that's great, too. So we want that medicine. You know, if there's a trap being laid around you, verbal trap, energetic trap, you know, larger cultural thing, you watch, you dig it up, you set the trap so it harms nobody, and you pee all over it. There we go. So all of these metaphors, we're calling them in so that we can have equal Venus-Mars, because Mars by itself clearly has no solutions. We are here restoring intimacy to life, so you can follow. You could start at Bioneers, you know, on Friday night. You could go on to Oakland. I haven't appeared in Oakland, yay, East Bay team, you know, for quite a long time. Rousing gathering, you know, 7 p.m. October 21st. At Impact Hub Oakland, that's 2323 Broadway. You can pledge for a pair of tickets for $50, basically retail, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732. Yes, magnetizing in a good way. We are always voting for reality. We have important election shows coming up about also, you know, propositions on how to protect water in California. Many things. This station, this show, is all of our voices whereby we get to cahoot. And part of the dedication is we do our hour a week on the Visionary Activist Show, but it sets in motion people connecting all over the place to do things. Again, mirror, horrible. Window, could be beautiful. Door, let's go there. You know, and so all of us become agents of the compassionate trickster, you know, hijinks beings. We go, yes, who spiral, who always come up with another story, who by unexpected response liberate people from hot, predictable reaction. We so need this medicine in the world now. And the trickster medicine to which we're dedicated on this show is the sine qua non, because it renders all of the other dedicated medicines effective. You know, again, dedicated social action without a sense of magic, of cooperating with more than just humans, you know, is self-sabotaging, and suffers from irony deficiency, but also magic deficiency. We are being joined, what a wonderful thing, by my fierce team, who's perfect, and they always arrive at the perfect time. They do. It's so great. And we are navigating incredibly interesting times where challenges are beset us, and we are flexible. We keep our knees bent, and we keep our sense of humor. We go, oh, you know, many things. Goats almost got, but now they, oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. That's great. Yes, we're arranging ourselves. And I will let you both catch your breath while I pitch and then introduce you. Thank you so much. But Naima Penniman and Alixa Garcia, we're gliding into place to cahoot for greater good, to call in powerful metaphors. I was referring to you beautiful Gaias as wonderful Mars Venus. You are woof in service to beauty.
Thank you.
You are. So we're gonna have a great time. We're overcoming all kerfuffles. Exactly, no problem. So absolutely. You can follow us. You can follow us starting at Bioneers. Why not? And then on to Rousing Oakland. You know, and I do gotta say, one of my favorite callers ever to this show, when Alex Stefan and I were saying, Our language, you know, because even saying another world is possible is sort of like, another world is possible, but it probably won't happen. So Oakland caller, very hip guy, left on my answering service going, yeah, I get exactly what you mean. You know, another world is possible. Wimpy. How about percolating? Another world is percolating. We're on the turf debating how to get it percolating.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? I don't know who you are out there, but I want you to know that you're my favorite call-in with that, and we're going to start our Oakland performance with a tribute to you, whoever you are, Oakland listener years ago. Isn't that great, percolating?
Love it.
Okay, so let me introduce you both, and then I will announce our other things, and then we'll do whatever we're doing here. Wonderful. So Naima Penniman and Alixa Garcia are climbing poetry. They are Mars, Venus, fierce dedication to beauty, triumphant over tyranny, allies. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's
it's
great
to be here with you.
So we've been planning or intending. I think Saturn says we don't have to make any decisions, just some intentions.
Absolutely.
And then we're flexible about everything. There we go. So we're gliding into place. I'm so glad you're here.
So thankful to be here and to be embarking on this journey of magnetizing metaphor into matter with you. I'm so excited to mix our medicine.
Well, I feel, you know, again, the world out there is like, oh, and then I go, no, our dedication, ooh, you know, everything really is gliding into place. You're here at perfect time. We are being guided. It is trickster mama guiding us. Mm. We're doing this good work to catalyze good work in everybody's hearts. It wants to happen. It's all going to be fine. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's right. Mm-hmm. So we are setting forth on our magnetizing metaphor into matter tour. It begins at Bioneers, 9 p.m. on October 17th, and then on to Oakland. And let's make it rousing. Again, on the turf debate and how to get it percolating. Great. Thank you, Oakland person. That's it. You know, and you can have a pair of tickets to our October 21st, 7 p.m. Fantabulous, you know, calling all social change artists, you know, rousing, cahooting. The more, the stronger the frequency and signal we can spiral forth. And that's for a pledge of $50, magnetizing metaphor into matter, Oakland, October 21st, 7 p.m. Then we go on to Nevada City. Again, magnetizing metaphor into matter. Oh, I do have to say the Oakland thing. The image for the sun that day, images for each degree of the zodiac, I love it, is men toiling in a dark pit, a woman calmly lowers a rope. And isn't that fun? So when I saw that, I go, it wants to happen. We have to animate that, going, you boys done fighting and scrapping in a dark pit? Here's a rope if you want. You know? And I view that what we're all doing. Yeah. Let's all be that woman. Let's all be that woman with the rope. And then the climbing poetry journeys forth, and then I will do a solo solar eclipse new moon council October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in San Rafael at Open Secret. Again, only 10 pairs for a pledge of $50 for a pair of those. So you can have any, you can follow us around. Naima Penniman, Alexa Garcia, and myself, Caroline Casey, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. All right, let's go. Art, what do you have? What do you want to say now? Anything?
Feeling just powerful gratitude to be back on the West Coast. We came out from Brooklyn via Minnesota and are in the midst of a journey. It's our 11th year of journeying together, Lisa and I, in collaboration, really dedicating the power of our creativity towards what we want to create in the world on a large scale in this time of great shift and great awakening and so much potential that we all have for transformation and really starting to weave the new story that we're walking into, this desirable future that the world is so thirsty for. And we are thankful to be part of such a magnificent team of allies and folks who are creating new models for how we can be in right relationship with each other and with this planet and bringing ourselves back into balance. And so we are allies in that growth and that evolution that we're alive right now for that purpose and that reason. And so we just feel thankful to be back in the West Coast, one of our favorite places to tour with that energy and intention.
KPFA, we want to just say again, KPFA being a voice for what you do and what we are all dedicated to, and then also to be able to announce we are gathering here to announce we can gather all these other places too.
Yeah, we are so grateful to KPFA and love being on this station. We've been blessed to be part of David D show and the morning show, and have been in the studio maybe four or five times over the years, and always grateful for the important amplification of vital voices that KPFA brings to the world.
Oh, so. Your words are smoking. you're on it. That's good. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So do you want? Are you staring at a poem you want to do?
Yeah, we would love to share a poem and just get us thinking about, I hope, a lot of transforming.
Yes.
I'm toiling with the idea that life's transforming. The alchemist gold was never the goal, and the emperor needs new clothing. Not sold by the hands of sweatshop owners. Blood-soaked, sweat-stained, sexually harassed, never a sick day. Paid 50 cent, cost you $9.99, and call it globalization's novelty. But all debt is paid in full. The universe is balancing. The pendulum is swinging back with all the force they pushed it with. So we're deploying arsenals from lunch counters to hunger strikes to help the flow of it. Emmett Till's casket is still open in the contours of our minds. His mama's courage carved an imprint into the collective consciousness that yes, we can, and hell, we have. Even before Obama copped the slogan, we were transforming, growing wings where there was only bone, because there is nowhere left to go. These fires long been burning, bursting seeds wide open, trapped in the most hurt sectors of our hearts. If not now, we'll soon start uncoiling, cause we are no longer condoning or paying homage to your violence. We're employing the magic that wove life's fabric, and we're draping it over the casket of soldiers. Warriors are being born in their place. We no longer take orders that keep our hearts hostage. I said this rope is no longer the gatekeeper's bondage. We're building ships with the privilege of this language, and unraveling your nooses for these sails. We trust the wind will guide the journey of a thousand steps. The first is the most important turning, and we've been marching since 1492, from G20 to G8, Selma to South Africa, Cairo to Chiapas, Seattle to Quebec, from the original Mexico displaced through Mexico colonized and replaced by Hollywood to brainwash the human race. But we've been marching through the stagnant fields of your imagination, reigniting the slow riot, the calm storm. Truth be told, too many lies been bound and sold, from auction blocks to rock and roll. We bringing back that southern stroll. Nina Simone was the original home where swagger was born. We were born by the river, but never running alone. We've been marching. This life was never on loan. So you could try to sell your stolen property, patent life's codes for all your profits, deny the indigenous sovereignty. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last, says the oldest prophecy. I'm time traveling with the idea that life's unfurling like a sunflower field over Michael Brown's mourning. I'm unearthing the urgency of Hiroshima's children whose bones are still contorting, and little girls whose guns are learning death's lullaby before morning, and begging hands carve the air where hunger rattles the deepest corners. The architecture of these times are dissolving. The master artist is reshaping the landscape we've distorted. So I'm soaring with the idea that life's transforming because it had to. We've leaped without a net, maybe we're falling. So make a wish, the universe is holding a transmitter to your heart, informing on the boundlessness of now and always. So carve the contours of your metamorphosis and make a vessel for the overflowing.
Whoa! Doesn't it make you all want to weep and dance?
Yeah,
it does. It does. It makes me proud to be a human when you guys, you know, express like that for the team. That is so powerfully beautiful. Okay. That is Naima Penniman and Alexa Garcia, my past, present, and future collaborative, cahooting, ally, spirit, sister, younger generation, crossing borders team. That is so wonderful. It does. It does. It makes me weep. When we hear beauty, we want to weep. And you know, before you came, I was animating for our team, you know, again, the Routy, the encourager. Mm-hmm. And you both are, you know, we want to encourage each other. We want to replenish each other, but that is such an encouraging, powerful statement. I feel encouraged.
Yeah. Martin Luther King says, you know, we need to preach to the choir so they remember how to sing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important for us to, even if we're in the movement, even if we're in the struggle, to also remember that we're not just in this struggle. We're co-creating everything that we're walking into.
And yes,
it's
true. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's a dance.
Yeah.
And it's a dance, which is a Mars thing. And a dance. And a dance. That's right.
Absolutely.
I just want to bring the Venus in equally. It's a struggle and a dance. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you were, voice of powerful, dedication to language, you know, part of what we're in cahoots with. We love language and the power of language. And then I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. That's right. The power of language coming through. I know. Yes. Moving. It's irresistible to not move to. So at the number of venues that we're going to be, you know, doing, Bioneers on October 17th, and Oakland, Impact Hub Oakland on October 21st, 7 p.m., and also Nevada City, October 22nd, 7 p.m., you know, there will probably be chairs, but also people feel free to move because we want to embody this, and I think that's part of the medicine you both bring is, you know, I speak wondering, you know, words and we're good, and it's like, and now let's embody it.
Absolutely.
You know, let's invite in our animal fierce protection qualities of intelligence.
And I think the more we dance and the more we move and really embody and feel what that liberation feels like, the more equipped we are to help to channel it forward in these you know, very large ways. It's like the micro experience that we have within our bodies helps to amplify
yes.
you know, what we're creating
well,
as a whole, you know, world entire.
Your hair is a fantastic antenna. it is. Yeah. Come, Naima's hair is inspiring. I want to do more of that, too. Yes, again, strengthening our signal. And let's go Jupiter rousing. I mean, we want this network, Pacifica, Goddess of Peace, to be rousing. The image for Jupiter right now is houseboat party. So we were stepping into the middle of a storm with Oya, so we're not whacked around the periphery, but in the middle of the storm, apparently there's a houseboat party, and Oya's hosting. So the idea that let's have this station flourish, let's have this show be dedicated, the Visionary Activist show, let's have our audiences be large.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
That's
full
it.
Of spirits, invisible and also embodied, you know, because we will also have time to call in, experiment. You know, our things going so well, we can't afford to experiment. To call in powerful ancestors, especially. We'll begin, and we'll do that a little in Bioneers. But in Oakland, I think really to call in the spirit of the place, to call in, as you both do in your poetry, I really want to call in, you know, my spirit, our spirit auntie, you know, Marie Laveau, again, going, powerful women, powerful Venus, who, again, were Venus, Mars, equal. So call in response with audience. We want engagement embodied. We go, and who do you want to call in? You know, your grandma's purse, and, you know, who does, and Sojourner, yeah, I mean, yeah, so we prime the pump. So that's great. So again, you can have many things that we are, but these are thank you enticements to pledge to this show. And really what you're pledging to is your internal and external cultural renaissance of ingenuity, because that is our dedication. So again, you can come cahoot, embody, move, dance, sit, pray, invoke, be intellectually detached. Any way you want to come is completely welcome. October 22nd, 7 p.m. Oh, no, sorry, let me do it the other way around. October 21st at Impact Hub Oakland, in Oakland, California, Metaphor Into Matter, 7 p.m., a pair of tickets for a pledge of 50, basically retail. And then also you could follow us to Nevada City or tell your friends, October 22nd, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Where is it?
Haven Underground.
Thank you. Haven Underground. Thank you. Look, they spelled my name wrong on the pledge thing, but never mind that. Only one 3-day pass is available for Bioneers. The other one is gone. That is excellent. Oh, look how adorable these wonderful people. I do want to thank Cindy Hoops, a longtime great listener in Fresno. We love you, and we love the Fresno station. What a great team of humans. Truly, magic and dedication are everywhere. So a shout out to Fresno and to Cindy Hoops pledging generously. Thank you so much. Yes, loves Caroline Casey and all the something. Okay. Chip rings. Well, good. And Mark Batchelder. Oh, he's going to Bioneers. Bless his heart. Mark Batchelder, longtime ally in San Anselmo. How wonderful. Thank you, team. And we are happy to thank you on air as we go. But again, Climbing Poetry and Caroline Casey. Again, you can come to us in Oakland October 21st. Pledge of $50 for a pair of tickets. You can come to Nevada City October 22nd, 7 p.m. Pair of tickets for a pledge of $50. That's enough to say for the moment. One Bioneers pass left. Again, call 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledge online, kpfa.org. Now back to you for the poetic news. Anything, what would you like to do?
Before the poetic news, could I just share the addresses of the events we have coming up with our listeners?
What a good idea. And, and include the Sunday thing, too. Whatever.
So
I mean, when we do well, we all do well.
We all do well.
Yeah.
So, Alixa and I, our first appearance in Oakland will be this Sunday as part of the Movement Generation event. We'll be doing a very short set of 10 minutes at Sweets Ballroom, but with a phenomenal lineup of other artists, including Invincible and a representative from Las Cafeteras and Bark Mamuti Joseph. So we'll be doing a teaser set as part of A Wonderful Night on Sunday. And then our feature show in the Bay with Caroline Casey, part of the Magnetizing Metaphor Into Matter tour, is at Hub Impact, and that's on 2323 Broadway. And everybody is welcome. We have a large venue, so come, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your bus driver, everybody you know. It's going to be a really engaged night.
And if you pledge to KPFA, Philadelphia, you get twofer because you're basically paying retail and you're also supporting this station that allows you to hear about such wonderful things. Again, that's for a pair of tickets for a pledge of $50 to our Oakland thing, 510-848-5732.
Yeah, that is the way to multiply the reciprocal blessings.
Exactly.
Help KPFA and get yourself and a friend in. And then on Nevada City, just want to let our listeners know that we'll be going down on the 22nd of this month. That's this coming Wednesday, 7 to 10 at Haven Underground. That address is 226 Broad Street, Haven Underground, 226 Broad Street. And we have tickets available on our website at climbingpoetry.com for all these shows.
And also for pledging to beloved KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show, tickets to our Nevada City presentation, animation, astrological, political, spiritual, calling it in, poetry, mojo. It's $50 for two tickets in Nevada City that you've just heard about, again, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732. And this is the last time that you can pledge in this fund drive to the Visionary Activist Show, because this is it. Next, we will be, you know, free. And yes, it's a kerfuffly interesting time, but we're still magnetizing. That would be very wonderful. Yes. Okay. And then what else did you want to say? That covers it. That's what we're doing. There we go. Thank you. Now back to beauty, or onward to more beauty.
We're going to need to get organized, live beyond boundaries,
soften our hearts, talk to each other.
We're going to need to leave behind our baggage,
relinquish our comfort,
release our control,
coexist.
We're going to need to give up our addictions,
confront our pain,
ask for help,
give more than we take.
We're going to need to dream bigger,
work harder,
get dirty,
take time.
We're going to need to remember.
We're going to need to
forgive.
We're going to need to let go.
We're going to need to let go.
We're going to need to
feel fully,
revive our intuition,
make up our minds,
enact change.
We're going to need to look at ourselves,
reconcile our ignorance,
sacrifice shame,
make amends.
We're going to need less,
peel away the non-essential,
go hungry,
break a sweat.
We're going to need to heal our fears,
tell our secrets,
share with our enemies,
love ourselves.
We're going to need to study existence,
refine our dreams,
mediate our shadows,
cure our disbelief.
We're going to need to
practice magic.
We're going to need to
cherish water.
We're going to need to grieve.
We're going to need to move on.
We're going to need to stay focused.
We're going to need to be strong.
Tend our commitment to beauty. Fuel our devotion to truth.
We're going to need to pray.
We're going to need to follow through.
Endure burning.
We're going to need to.
We're going to need to surrender.
We're going to need to trust.
We're going to need to give light.
We're going to give light.
We are light.
We are light.
We are light.
We are.
All of creation thanks you. It is so dedicated, right? Oh no, that's right. Back. Well, you know, it's also, like I said, you know, working with wonderful allies in Syria and Deborah Felmuth. You know, we want beauty poker. I see your act of beauty and raise you one. And I think that's also part of your embodied art, you great climbing poetry Gaias. Because I feel dedicated when I listen. And I go, it is what we're talking about. It's all working. It's all working. You know, at each moment, like now on this show, but also at each moment of our presentations in Oakland and Nevada City and on and Bioneers. We want this deep, dedicated moment, you know, and I think that poem is great, you know, as, you know, and then I sort of frame going, as you hear these words, feel, you know, make your sacred dedication, inward dedication magnetizes outward opportunity. So we're going to have some great amplifying reciprocal blessing fun. It feels that way.
Yeah,
it does. Yes, that's right. So we will be cahooting in Bioneers. You can get into that talk at 9 p.m. on October 17th at the door, but also by pledging. We have one Bioneers 3-day pass left, October 17th through 19th, for a pledge of $4.95. And it is a really worthy gathering. It's a pricey worthy gathering. But
do
that's
it.
Why. Do it.
It's so good.
There you go. Thank you. Thank
just
you. That's right.
Do it.
Yes. Why am I cringing? Throw cringing into the compost. It's a fantastic thing. Do it. Yes,
do
yes.
It.
Yes, right. And I hope that our evenings also together performing as we experiment, feel free to do that. If you got, just do it. Just do it. Or again, you know, I love reframing words too, from, you know, speak truth to power, which I find still sort of like, speak truth, be power.
Yeah.
That's your motto.
Yeah.
I mean, speak truth, be power. Like, why wait around? Why ask somebody for it?
Yeah.
You know, speak truth, be power. This is irresistible. You know, great common sense. I see conservatives across the country going, they make great sense. I think because part of the underworld tour, you know, that I want to bring up, and that we'll get to animate in our wonderful opportunity of three gigs together at Bioneers and Oakland and Nevada City. They are not conflicting. They are replenishing. So, you know, part of that is, you know, the underworld realm. Let me see if I, oh yeah, that's right. So part of the great, you know, the change of heart tour. I love in Judge D, great, sixth century detective, figure in China. When he encounters bad people, he says, you know, the bad person says, my knowledge of the tricks and ruses of the underworld, you need them. I'm changing my heart to join the good team, but you need my wicked skills.
Mm.
And see, if we take Isis as a misappropriated name, but the goddess of nature, part of what we're going to be animating also in our three gigs and whatever else happens, but is the let's take guidance from Isis, the Isis Osiris myth, you know, Horus, Osiris has a evil, evil, bad, bad brother set. And when the world is about to burn up in conflagration because the horses of the sun have broken loose and all the gods and goddesses go to everybody and nobody can help, and finally the only person they can go to is the bad, bad, baddest guy, the bad, bad, baddest guy person set. And they go to him and they say, can you help save the world? And Set says, sure. And he harnesses his horses and saves the world. Sometimes, and in the Middle East, and we're all in the Middle East, you have to engage the positive part of the bad, bad, bad guy.
Mm.
So that's part of also what I want us to play with in our fun cavorting tour. I want to thank Christopher DeVoe. Bless your heart. Again, you can pledge any amount is completely welcome. Oh, my God. Elsa Bronte pledged some gigantic amount of money. Whoever you are, thank you. $865 pledge just for the kindness of it all. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. May everything prosper. May you be paid back in a gazillion trickster dollars. That is so wonderful.
Thank you.
Yay. Really great. So, again, team, let's see. We do have time. We have time. I love, you know, again, the metaphysics of the mundane. Wonderful board up in D.C. once when I was rushing in, like I hope to never have to do. But I go, we only have 5 minutes to, you know, do this thing before air. And he goes, relax. Think of how long 5 minutes of dead air would be on the radio. You go, it's eternity.
Right?
And you go, oh, we have all of 5 minutes, man. Anyway, I keep that in Grandma's handbag.
That's a good one.
I keep that in the magic backpack known as Grandma's handbag going, right, you know, a minute? That's so long of dead air on the radio. And that's why we want you to just, you know, again, honor the fabulous telepathy of radio in which we're all convening. But thank you so much to the generosity of our dynamic listening audience. You are all equal cahooters and blessed, pledging or not, but we encourage you to pledge. And we love all the people in prison who listen to this show because I hear from you a lot, and people who are homeless on the streets who say, you speak our language because it's mythic. We live in a mythic world.
Yes.
Thank you. You know, and so pledge, and animals listen. And my dog listens to your show, likes your voice. Pledge for those who cannot. But before we go out, do you have let's see, we have about a minute and a half. Fish.
Should we do one more poem?
Yeah.
Sure, we can do that.
You could, okay, right, one. Yeah, sure. Beauty, beauty, Mars, Venus, beauty, food.
We'll bring some more Venus.
Yes. Strong Venus.
This is the moment when we gather up our fallen angels and build a temple invincible. We've been hibernating below the surface of the world, growing roots, dreaming of sun, thirsting for rain. We sprout, crack, concrete, overcome the bullets and toxic exhale of a machine built to kill. We rise like sunshine. The shadow are memories of the struggle it took to lift our heads above drowning. We breathe, exhale the sky full of stars, pregnant with moon, trace the constellations in the shape of our revelation for tomorrow. This tomorrow has no name, but we are calling her forth. This tomorrow is not the same as yesterday, but she is as ancient as the world. We are ready for light. We are ready to live, ready to hold each other against the rim of existence, 'cause they who
build concrete against the corners of our hearts need to feel our resistance like a million tender blades of grass cracking sidewalks apart, reminding your runaway child there is no place that love cannot find you. There is no place that love cannot find you. There is no place that love cannot find you.
Ah, we are weeping with joy. Thank you so much. That's Naima Pennyman and Alexa Garcia, my co-cahooters for this fantastic tour that you can join us on. And we hope you do. It is part one is right early right now. Part two is at Bioneers tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Again, you can pledge for the remaining Bioneers three-day pass. You can show up at the door and pay a minimum thing at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And then we are Hub Impact. Hub. Thank you. Hub Impact in Oakland, October 21st, 7 p.m. Pledge for $50 for a pair of tickets, or then also Nevada City, October 22nd, 7 p.m. Pledge $50 for a pair of tickets. And we are thanking always Erica Bridgman in D.C., and thank you so much, Climbing Poetry, and we are beginning
thank
our
you.
Kahoot, and thank
so
you
much,
all
Karen.
Generous,
thank
generous,
you.
Wonderful, thank wise, you. Listening beings, and all the people who cannot pledge, but we love you. We love all of you. Mwah. Till
love,
next
love,
week.
Love.
This is KPFA, 94.1 FM, KPFB, 89.3 Berkeley, and KFCF, 88.1 in Fresno. Help us refresh KPFA.